Help keep our community safe and healthy during National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, October 25th. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent drug misuse before it starts.
Welcome to another episode of the Bamature Hour. Today we're going to do a rewind relook at Alabama's crushing loss to Oklahoma 24-3 in November of 2024 that effectively ended Alabama's push to make the playoffs. This was the loss that ended those hopes and really ended Alabama's hopes to have a great season as they started out really strongly and then slided from there. Today is Thursday, August 23rd, 2025, in the year of our Lord. Thank you for joining us on the Bamature Hour. We have over 3,100 subscribers to our YouTube channel. Thank you very much. If you're listening to us or watching us on the YouTube channel, please subscribe. And if you're subscribers, please ring the bell and hit the notification button so you can get all the notifications of our upcoming episodes. If you're listening to us on the various streaming platforms, thank you very much, and we appreciate your listening to us and following us, and thank you very much. All right, let's jump into this crushing loss by Alabama and look at the lessons learned and what we had happen in that game. So here are the game lowlights that I want to go through quickly. Bama loses 24-3 to drop to 8-3 in the season, and their playoff hopes were effectively done. Three losses, even though we got close to getting in, it just wasn't going to happen. Milroe regressed as he threw three interceptions, including a back-breaking pick to end any chance Bama had to win, but realistically, Bama played really poorly offensively. Milroe was terrible. The offense was not able to get anything done. The coaching, they just couldn't adjust to Venable's defense. The defense was terrible in terms of stopping the run. Oklahoma, just the numbers, and we'll go through the stats later, they were dominating on the ground, and they didn't need to do much in terms of the passing game. They were so effective in the running game. Defense had many blown assignments, missed gaps, failure to set the edge as guys, one or two guys on key plays failed to do their jobs, and it was just a total offensive, just really tough overall. So let's go into some other lowlights. Bama was held to 3 points, and they were shut out in the second half. Milroe was just 11 of 26 for 164 yards, threw three interceptions, including a back-breaking pick six. And when he threw that ball, I don't know what he saw, what he was doing, but it was a really bad throw. He just was not playing well, and Bama made no adjustments to try to do anything to counter what Oklahoma's stifling defense did and didn't set Milroe up. And how much of it was Milroe, how much of it was the play calling, the offensive designs, how much of it was Brent Venables' defensive game that he really coached a mastermind defensive game. And then Oklahoma rushed for 257 yards as they just gashed the Alabama defense. And it didn't really matter that they weren't able to effectively throw the ball because Alabama's offense was terrible and Alabama's defense failed to stop the run as Oklahoma just repeatedly gashed Alabama. Other lowlights, that pick six was terrible. And Milroe, after he threw the pick six, had a chance to possibly tackle Kip Lewis, but he just made a half-hearted effort. That was it. Let's talk about things that Oklahoma did that were effective. They did outside-in containment as they really loaded the line of scrimmage, made sure not to give Alabama the edge, and forced Milroe between the tackles. And he just was not effective, and he had some holes, and he failed to hit them as Milroe really liked to bounce things outside and didn't want to run up in the middle, probably afraid to get hit hard and didn't want to go for the tough yards and didn't want to be used as a battering ram. Oklahoma was very disciplined on defense. Their players did their jobs, knew what their assignments were, and really dared Milroe to throw short intermediate passes, but they were not going to give up short, easy runs. And they were also pressuring Milroe to get the ball out of his hands quickly and not give him time to throw the ball deep. So it was an aggressive blitzing, keep Milroe between the tackles and stuff them and then see if they could come up with any plays to effectively counter the Oklahoma defense, and they weren't able to do it. And then Oklahoma's Defensive line really dominated the Alabama offensive line as well, and Bama just had no effective counter to what was going on. Those blitzes were really discouraging, and it really showed Milroe's weaknesses and also the offense and their inability to do anything effective against the Oklahoma defense. And Milroe just had no answers. In terms of other things, let's go into how Oklahoma scored. In the first half, they moved the ball effectively, but Bama managed to keep them off the board until the second quarter when Zach Schmidt kicked a 29-yard field goal to tie the game at 3-3. After that, Xavier Robinson on the next drive had an 18-yard rushing touchdown with 7 seconds left in the second quarter, giving Oklahoma a 10-3 lead. And it was a long drive by Oklahoma to get in that scoring position. Then in the third quarter, Robinson scored with a 1-yard run when Oklahoma had another short field where they intercepted Milroe and put it up 17-3. And then after that came the back-breaking interception as Milroe was trying to make a big play, threw it into coverage. Didn't see what was going on over there. Had no business throwing the ball where he did. Got picked up, picked off, pick six, touchdown, game over. And that was really too much for Alabama to bounce back as Milroe just had a terrible second and third quarter, and the game was effectively over at that point. Worst loss of the year for Alabama. It was DeBoer's third loss on the road in the SEC. And just a backbreaker as DeBoer really only had one marquee win on the road when they went to LSU, but losing to Vanderbilt, Tennessee, and then this backbreaking loss to Oklahoma, DeBoer leaves in doubt the fact that he can win big SEC road games. So he's got to prove that in 2025. If they want to get to the playoffs, they're going to have to win at least two of their four SEC road games and then hold serve at home and go 4-0 to try to get at least 6-2. And Saban would typically only lose one SEC road game a year at most in his tenure at Alabama. And I think he lost maybe one or two SEC home games other than the year that after the national championship in 2009 when they lost to Auburn at home. But it was just a really, really tough stretch with this game just ended their hopes and showed that that Kalen DeBoer has got to learn to win on the SEC on these key road games. And that was something Saban could get his team up for and keep them focused. And even if they had ugly wins, struggle wins, they would get the win. They'd figure out a way to win these games and not blow them the way that Alabama lost three road games to Vanderbilt, Tennessee, and then to Oklahoma here. And they blew a fourth quarter lead against Tennessee to lose that game. So really just backbreaking things. Okay, let's go through the drives in this game. Oklahoma comes out on drive number one. And they go four plays, have to punt. They was 0-0, 13 minutes to go. Bama's defense was fine on that first drive. Bama comes out, they go three and out as Oklahoma comes out, and Milroe on second and four and on third down, Milroe throws two incomplete passes. And instead of Alabama trying to run the ball and really force the defense up and maybe loosen up that offense so that Milroe can do some things, they chose to throw two passes. Milroe's ineffective. And they punt the ball. On the Oklahoma drive number two, Oklahoma moves the ball. They go 54 yards in four plays, but then Alabama is able to punch the ball out and they recover a fumble on a turnover. And so it's still 0-0 after Oklahoma's second drive with 9:41 to go. Alabama takes over on their second drive. They go 12 plays for 75 yards. They get it to the red zone, get it to the 11-yard line. But then are unable to punch it in, have to settle for a field goal. And Alabama's up 3-0 at this point with 3:23 left in the first quarter. Let's talk about the red zone failure. On first down, Milroe runs for 7 yards to get to Oklahoma four. On second and three, Milroe keeps the ball and instead of going between the tackles where a hole opens up, he tries to pop it outside and takes a loss. And instead of having the ball on the 4-yard line, and it's third, and it was second and three, He takes a 3-yard loss, and now it's 3rd and 6 on the Oklahoma 7-yard line. Alabama does another RPO play, and on this time, they give the ball to Jam Miller. Jam Miller misses a seam on the left side where he may have had a chance to get the first down, get into the end zone, and certainly get it to maybe 4th and 1. 4th and 2. It ends up being 4th and 4, and Alabama debates going for it on 4th and 4, but they settle for a field goal. Alabama takes the lead 3-0, and this is the only lead they will have in the game, and there's 3:23 left in the first quarter. Oklahoma comes out, and they go 8 plays for 54 yards. Alabama stiffens up as Oklahoma gets in field goal range, and they hold Oklahoma to a field goal attempt, but Oklahoma misses the field goal, and Bama still leads 3-0 with 47 with 40 seconds left in the first quarter. So the Bama is looking good, 3-0. You're feeling like, okay, Alabama's going to figure this thing out. And then Alabama takes over the drive, their third drive of the game. And they go 3 and out and punt as Milroe throws 2 incomplete passes on 1st down and 2nd down. Milroe takes a bad sack on 3rd down. Bama's forced to punt and gives up the ball with the lead 3-0 with 14 minutes to go in the first half. Oklahoma takes over. They go 51 yards on 11 plays. Again, they're moving the ball the whole half. But missed field goals and some turnovers really stifle their drives. But this time they connect on a 29-yard field goal. Game's tied at 3-3 with 8 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the half. Then after that, Bama takes over on its fourth drive. They go 19 yards in 5 plays. They're forced to punt. Milroe takes a 5-yard loss on 2nd and 8. And then on 3rd down, they're unable to convert and they have to punt 3-3. Oklahoma takes over. Oklahoma on their 5th drive, they go 67 yards in 12 plays, effectively run the ball down Alabama's throat. Alabama's defense is out of position, fails to set the edge as Oklahoma repeatedly gashes Alabama to take a 10-3 lead with 37 seconds left in the half. On the scoring play, Oklahoma is able to run the ball effectively on an 18-yard run. The edge, the Alabama defender fails to contain the runner as he gets the edge and runs it into the end zone, and just dives at the pylon. 10-3 lead at half. Bama really struggled after that first field goal, and Oklahoma takes the lead into the half. First half analysis, Oklahoma dominated the second quarter, scoring 10 points and was able to run the ball effectively on Alabama. Alabama's offense was ineffective after its second drive and was unable to make any explosive plays, was unable to move the ball as Milroe looked like he really couldn't do anything and showed major signs of regression in this game. And the offense couldn't put him in position to do anything effectively. It was really a miserable performance as Oklahoma's defense just bottled up Alabama and really struggled. So now in the second half, Alabama comes out on drive number one. They go three plays for 17 yards, and then Milroe throws an interception. That's returned 25 yards to Alabama 14-yard line. And Oklahoma's in business in the red zone. Oklahoma with a 10-3 lead with 14 minutes left in the third quarter takes over. Oklahoma punches the ball in, 5 plays, 14 yards, touchdown, as Oklahoma dominates Alabama and is able to get the push. And they just keep running the ball down Alabama's throat with a variety of different looks and option plays and RPO plays, and they score. So now we go from a 10-3 lead to a 17-3 lead. On Alabama's second drive, this is the backbreaker. Bama goes 8 plays for 20 yards, and then Milroe throws a pick six into traffic. Don't know what he was looking at, but he throws the ball right to the Oklahoma guy, and they score, and it's 24-3 at this point. Milroe makes a poor effort at trying to tackle the guy and stopping him from scoring. Game over. The game's done. Just Alabama's not wired to make these big comebacks, and they didn't do it all season when they would get down to make these big comebacks, other than the Georgia game to come back and do a come from behind a victory. They just were not built, and Milroe didn't have the skill set to effectively lead a team down the field on passing down after passing down with a big deficit. And Oklahoma just dialed up the pressure, loaded the line of scrimmage, And it was game over from there. So Bama comes out after the pick six on drive number three. They go 11 yards in five plays and they have to punt. Milroe throws an incomplete pass on first down and third down as Oklahoma's defense again shuts down Bama. They don't have any answers. Oklahoma takes over on leading 24 to three with 5 minutes to go. They run clock and then they punt with 2:29 left in the third quarter. And then Bama comes out on its fourth drive. They go 20 yards in six plays as Bama turns the ball over on downs when Ryan Williams' TD is called back for illegal touching and saying that he was a covered receiver, which the replay showed he wasn't. It's a terrible call. Bama should have had a score on this. It should have been 24 to 10, which might have given Bama a chance. But really, realistically, for Milroe to then be able to put up two more touchdowns, had they scored there, still would have been a really tough ask given Milroe's skill sets and the way he was playing. But Oklahoma takes over after that terrible, and it really was a terrible call by the officials. I cannot believe they called that. Should have been overturned, should have been a touchdown. But you got to play better than that. Even had they scored there, they probably would not have won, but it really stunk to not get that extra touchdown. So bad play. Oklahoma takes over. Oklahoma comes out, runs more clock. They go 15 yards, five plays, punts, runs the clock. And so now with 10:20 left, Bama takes over again. It's their fifth drive of the half. They go 64 yards in 12 plays. And they're getting it down into scoring territory, but Milroe throws his third pick of the night. And that's good night, Irene, at that point when he threw that. It was fourth and 10 when he did that. And in that series, on first, second, and third down, he threw incomplete passes. Again, he's not able to find a short intermediate receiver, get the ball into the right spaces to make anything happen. Throws the interception on the fourth down, game's over. Oklahoma comes out, runs out the clock. Going 34 yards in 10 plays as this is really a beat down as Oklahoma is able to effectively run the ball all over the Alabama defense. And the Oklahoma defense really shut down Alabama and made them look pathetic. Now, if Ryan Williams' touchdown, which rightfully should have been scored, instead of being held to three, they would have had at least 10 points. But again, it was one explosive play taken off the board. But Alabama could not muster any significant drives other than two drives. And it was just really a bad outing overall. Let's look at the stats. The stats really tell the story of this game. Alabama had 13 first downs. Oklahoma had 18. Oklahoma converted 7 of 15 third downs. Bama was 7 for 14, but total yardage, Oklahoma 325, Alabama 224. Passing was pretty meaningless, but look at the rushing differential. Oklahoma had 257 yards to Alabama's 70 yards rushing. Alabama had three turnovers to Oklahoma's one. And those 257 yards of rushing that Oklahoma put on the board effectively ate the clock, killed the clock, and allowed Oklahoma to nurse a lead, which they got through the turnovers, and hand Alabama just a humiliating loss on the road and really ruined DeBoer's season and Alabama's season as it knocked them out of the playoffs. Here's the ugly truth. Alabama was held to 3 points. It was their lowest scoring output since a loss in 2004 to South Carolina when they lost 20-3. The turnovers were really bad, and DeBoer's teams struggled on the road in the SEC. But this was the worst loss. This was the most dominating performance from the opponent where they just made Alabama look poor all the way around. Really tough, really bad. Alabama has to win these games. They need to go 2-2 or 3-1 in the SEC on the road in 2025 if they want to get back to the playoffs. And we'll see if they can do it. Great. Offense gets an F. Miserable night. Milroe regressed. The running game was ineffective. The offensive line couldn't do anything, not able to effectively run. And the pass game was so pathetic that they couldn't do anything to get the defense off the line of scrimmage. Oklahoma played a very suffocating, blitz-oriented, load the line, and put a lot of pressure on Milroe, and he failed to adjust, and Alabama failed to come up with anything that could burn this aggressive defense. The defense got a D. Trying to overcome the three turnovers and overcome the pick six was hard to do, but Oklahoma ran for over 200 yards as they dominated the game on the ground, milked the clock, and Alabama just wasn't able to do anything effectively to hurt Oklahoma. And there were lots of missed assignments, blown coverages in zone, not setting the edge, not closing down running lanes. It was really just a poor performance all the way around from the Alabama defense from about the middle of the first quarter to the end of the game. And it was just really miserable. So I give the defense a D. I give the special teams a C. Their punting was inconsistent, a couple of short punts. Ryan Williams also misjudged a punt return, and it led to poor field position, and it just was not a great effort by the special teams. Overall, I give the coaching an F. This was a terrible game. It was by far DeBoer's and his staff's worst game of the season. They looked unprepared. They didn't know how to adjust Oklahoma's offense defense. Players didn't execute properly. Milroe was terrible. They didn't have any answers for what Oklahoma was doing on either side of the ball. The team just didn't seem to have the intensity, the urgency, the composure. It was really, really bad. Failure to win a must-win game, and they just had no answers. So I give them an F. So issues that were exposed to fix: poor play on the road, poor execution on offense, poor ball protection by Milroe as he threw interceptions, too many missed assignments on defense in the run game in particular, and some blown coverages, and then all those turnovers. It was terrible, and we've got to fix those issues. The penalties weren't a problem, which is interesting because Bama had a lot of problems with penalties, but that didn't really come into play in this game. But overall, just a terrible performance by Alabama. So that's it. Those are the things that cost. So this was a rewind, relook at Alabama's crushing loss to Oklahoma in Norman, Oklahoma. Lessons learned. Unfortunately, the Michigan game, a lot of these problems reared their ugly head again. But that's it for now. I'm optimistic that Alabama's going to fix these issues and not have a repeat of what happened on the road in the SEC in 2024. This has been a rewind, relook. Thank you for listening. God bless and roll tide.